Okay, folks, welcome back to the second hour of the Officer Jack McGlam program. And we have Fritz on the line. I don't know if Fritz is still there. Fritz, are you still there? No, I guess he dropped off. Well, Fritz made a lot of sense there, folks. Yes, let's not forget that we have thousands of people out of the 2.5 million detainees in our prisons in America here under the work program, slave labor program of Unicor and some of the other AmeriCorps that are working for 25 cents an hour to make products that the international crime families that control our prison industry are making billions off of. And we do have detained political prisoners in our American prison system, many, many of them. So, Fritz, thanks for reminding us of that. Many of them have been railroaded into prison, just like we were talking about our dear brother, FBI agent Richard Tausch, was railroaded into prison. Congressman Traficant, railroaded into prison, committed no crimes. Neither did Richard Tausch, been in there 15 years. So, Fritz, you bring up a good thought there that we should pray for our prisoners, too, that are not criminals whatsoever, but the criminals in power have railroaded them into prison. Let's go to Lee in Kansas now. Lee, welcome to the program. Okay, all right. Lee dropped off. Lee, sorry you dropped off. You call back in if you'd like to. Folks, the phone lines are open at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Matter of fact, let's segue into our new Aid and Abet Police Military publication here real quick that goes right along with what Fritz was talking about. Us having political prisoners here in the United States for sure. And we just put this out after many months of working on it to put together the 12 ways in which government agent judges and prosecutors conspire illegally against the juries to mentally, psychologically manipulate the jury's minds secretly, covertly, without the juries knowing it, for them to come out with the ruling that the government agent judge and the prosecutor want. And this is a fascinating publication, folks, that everybody who is going to be called for jury duty, and that's just about everybody out there that's on the voting rolls anyway, needs to read before they go in for jury duty. So we hope that people will order this. Usually our publication is written for our police and soldiers, by our police and soldiers, our constitutional issues for lawmen and soldiers, but this one was written for the American public and our police and soldiers who may very well serve on a jury one day. So it's Special Issue 18 of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, Special Issue 18, and you can contact us by writing to us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. And it's easy to do. Just get out an envelope and put a capital A, the and sign, and another capital A. So on your envelope you have A and A, and send that to our address, which is HC11, like Hotel Charlie 11, Box 357, like the good old Magnum I carried on duty my whole career, Smith & Wesson, 357 Magnum. So it's Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. That's Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. If you can, put $3 in the envelope. Don't write a check, please. And that'll help us pay the postage and pay the printing costs. We'll be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big-money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Jack McGlam program, and I want to thank all of you out there for the beginning of each month for sending a donation to RBN, okay? I really want to thank you. We got a call the other day from another of our supporters here at Aiden and Beth Police Military Newsletter who listens in at RBN, and he told me he's sending in a monthly donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, and this is so important, folks. You know, there's people contact us all the time and say, what can we do? What can we do to help? You know, we're just a housewife, or we're just a husband out here working, and a bus driver or trucker or something. Well, folks, it is so incredibly important that we support mass communication that is actually awakening more and more people all the time, every single minute across America. More and more people are awakening because of broadcasts using mass communication, such as Republic Broadcasting Network. And so if you want to do something every month to help expand and reach more and more people, send a donation into Republic each month. When you're paying your bills, just write out a check. Send cash if you want to. A lot of people don't use banks today, like us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. We don't support the banksters anymore. And so we just send out cash to those that we support. And it is truly a blessing, because and it, it matters not how much you send. Now, yes, we'd all like to adhere at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. We'd like everybody to send us $100 a month. But it can't happen because not everybody can afford it. We've got great supporters here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter that for years and years and years have sent us $5 a month. And you know that's $60 a year, folks? Doesn't sound like a lot, does it? But here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, we can buy a lot of stamps. And we can pay the printer. And we don't pay, you know, we're all volunteers here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. We don't buy hamburgers and so forth with the money. But we keep the lights on and we keep educating more and more of our police and soldiers. And so regardless of how much you can send in, it's just about the end of the month now. And it's time to, matter of fact, what is the date today? Friday was the 30th. I don't know. It's 31 days in this month. I don't know. Maybe this is July 1st. But anyway, it's close enough, folks, to send in your donation to RBN for this new month of July. And God will bless you for it, truly, because you'll be doing something, putting feet to your prayers. Hopefully you're praying for RBN and that they continue to grow and go into the hearts and minds of more and more people all the time. But you'll also be putting feet to your prayers by sending a donation. So I just wanted to remind you of that, and thank you, Mike, for calling us last week and tell us that you're doing just that, because that makes all the difference in the world when John and Sandra and them can depend every month on getting a certain amount of money in to pay the bills and to grow and reach more and more people out there for all of us, for every one of our families. So that's a positive thing to think about on the 4th of July, folks, is that as long as we're all putting our shoulder to the wheel and pushing together, we're winning. We truly are winning. And as more and more people put their shoulder to the wheel and help us push, we're going to win bigger and bigger and faster, which is so important today. So thank you for that, folks that are doing that. Okay, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. What are you going to do on the 4th of July? How do you feel about it, folks? That's our kind of question for today. I want to lighten things up for you here a little bit in a minute. But I have something sad to tell you here first, and then we'll get into something a little lighter. But the farmers, we had a farmer contact us a week ago and tell us that in the Midwest, the farmers are not going to plant at all if gas gets up over $3 a gallon, because they'll be losing money, and they will have no reason to plant and to harvest if they are losing money. And so isn't it interesting how the international criminals that control our nation by raising the prices of oil are getting so much of what they want? Years ago, 30 years ago, the old communist Henry Kissinger, said to control nations you control oil, but to control people you control food. And the international big agri-farmers that are owned and controlled by the international crime syndicate have been buying up the family farms, have been bankrupting the family farmers. And by raising the price of oil up over $3 a gallon, gasoline, they're going to destroy most of the rest of the family farmers in America and control our food. So I have a little thing here from another family farmer down in Florida I want to share with you. But I think we've got some callers on the line. So let me go to our callers real quick. Chris is in Texas. Chris, welcome to the program.
Yeah, Jack?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Chris down in Austin, Texas. I've listened to you on Radio Free Austin quite a bit. And I just wanted to say, for the 4th of July, I'm not going to do anything. But for Independence Day, I'm going to go and celebrate my Second Amendment right by going to the rifle range and practice.
Hey, brother. Hallelujah.
I'm going to practice that. Because that's the foundation of the rest of the rights. That's what it rides on. I just had somebody in my cab talking out against guns. Yeah. I had to put her out of the cab. I just couldn't carry her.
Put her out of the cab, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're serious, Chris. You're a serious man there.
I don't mind carrying foreigners in my cab, but I don't want American-borns who are against America.
Wow.
That's just the way I feel about it, and I didn't need her money. She could get another cab.
Well, Chris, God bless you, brother, for being so hard-headed, man. That's what we need, more hard-headed Americans that will not compromise. Right, Chris?
Well, I choose not to be a victim. I have a concealed carry permit and stuff like that, and I have had little cause to ever pull a gun out on anyone. In fact, I've never done it.
Yeah.
And I don't see any reason to do it unless it's my life on the line. As a matter of fact, if somebody tried to rob me, I'd hand them the money. If they were going to run away, that's fine. But if they were going to hurt me, then I'd defend myself, and I have that option.
Well, very clear thinking, Chris. And that's a good idea, folks. Take a picnic lunch, go out the shooting range on 4th of July. I like that idea, Chris.
Absolutely. I'm going to celebrate Independence Day by celebrating my Second Amendment right.
Okay, Chris. Thanks for calling in, brother.
All right.
Appreciate it.
God bless you.
All right.
Keep up the good.
You too. Sounds like he's out there putting feet to his prayers, folks. He's probably talking it up and surely calling in on this program, giving us a good idea what to do on the 4th of July. One thing we need to do, folks, is we need to get our women and our children trained in firearms so that they can protect themselves and protect themselves, the children. I grew up with firearms, and I would have never abused a firearm, and it was because my granddaddy taught me how to use it. I didn't have a father growing up. But I had a granddad out there that was an old bulldogger in South Dakota. He was a cowboy, and he believed in the Second Amendment, too. And so he trained us children how to protect ourselves from guns, how to handle them properly, how to stay safe with guns around us, and how to use them. And so, Chris, that's a great idea. Let's go to Charles in L.A., or is it Louisiana? Probably Louisiana. Charles, welcome to the program.
Oh, how you doing, Mr. Jack?
Doing okay,
brother. God bless you and your family, my friend. I think about you all the time, Jack. I really do.
Well,
what
thank you, brother.
Oh.
You say a prayer for us, Charles, because my wife went down to Indiana to rest up from her cancer treatment, and she got down there, and last week they found out that her sister, Cindy now has cancer, and they opened her up and took a huge grapefruit-sized lesion out of her female parts, and the doctors kept cutting and finally sewed her back up and said we couldn't cut anymore because she would have bled to death, but they didn't get all the cancer out. So, Charles, thanks for praying for my family, but pray for Cindy, will you?
Yeah,
she's
Jack,
a good Christian gal, and she's got serious problems right now.
I know this is unusual, but I wanted to tell you, but can I just take 30 seconds to say a prayer over the air and get everybody to pray with me? He said, if two more gathered, I'm in the midst. Right now, we got all these people listening. We could get a miracle today, Jack. We really
can. Let's do it. Let's do it, Charles.
Okay.
Please, go take it to the Lord.
Oh, Heavenly Father, God, Jesus, you died at Calvary because you loved us. You took on all our sins and burdens. This man loves you, God. He stands up for you every day in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Lord, he's being attacked with sickness, his wife, his finances. God, I ask everybody right now in the name of Jesus to agree that this attack will go away, to rebuke death and rebuke poverty, and give your family health in the name of Jesus Christ. And I know it will be done because he said, seeking you shall find, knocking the door be opened, asking you shall receive. Lord, we're asking, we're seeking, and we're knocking. God bless him today, that we get a good report from your Son, Jesus Christ, that we commanded to do. And thank you for Jack, God. Thank you for what he's doing. Oh, Jesus, thank you. I pray in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Brother Charles. Thank you, thank you.
Brother,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Mr. Jack, I want to tell you what these people are going through.
Okay, Charles, could you hold on? I hear the music back there. We're going to go to a break. Charles, please hang on. We'll be right back, folks, with more after these important messages.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles of the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Well, the phone lines are lining up, folks. They're lit up. That's wonderful. Thank you so much, folks. Let's go back to Charles in Louisiana there. Charles, go ahead and finish up, brother.
Yeah. Independence Day means nothing to me because I have no rights. I have none. It was taken away from me when I was 27 years old.
Oh, yes.
And I signed so many things. I don't know. I signed things against myself. I don't know. I was kind of out of it, you know, from the whippings. But
yes.
It means nothing to me. But what I see down here, people, it's a good excuse to drink beer, you know, and have a party. That's all
yes.
I see, Jack.
Sadly.
Yes.
Sadly, but, Charles, that's true.
Well, but these people in this prison, you know, we are our brother's keeper. We allow this to happen to another human being. God, you know what it is to be in prison 10 or 12 years and not get a letter, Jack. You know what it is to eat rotten meat and have a guard say, I'll put a little extra food up in your spit in your grits today. You know, these people are going through that same thing, Jack. I know what they're going through. I did it.
Yeah.
And we got to pray for these people. We don't know them, but we got to pray that they be released, Jack, because that's the only way we're going to win this thing is prayer.
Okay, brother. Well, you're right on that, but... You, like you, Charles, we have to do something, too. We just can't ask the Lord to do it.
Well, that's
what you're doing today, brother. You're calling in and getting people motivated to do something for our brothers and sisters in prison and around the nation. We have soldiers, too, that are being enslaved and being sent into these international criminal wars, and they don't want to go, brother. You know, we hear from them all the time. They don't want to go because they know they're not doing anything for America. And so we got a lot of slaves. We got a lot of incarcerated people in different systems in this country, don't we, Charles?
Yes, sir, we do. We
sure do.
I suffer from them, Jack. I know 17 years, 4 months and 12 days, I know what it is to be isolated, no letters, no Christmas, you don't celebrate nothing. But, Jack, I want to say this before I hang up. If everybody listening to this show would start praying, you would go on the air more, and you would get the finances, and I'm thinking about giving the tapes up and just start sending you money, you know. I don't think I'm doing good with the tapes anymore, but I'm trying. But, Jack, everybody's got to pray for you. We got to pray for each other.
That's right, Charles. Prayer is so important. If you love each other, pray for each other. That's right. Charles, thank you for calling in.
You
give us great inspiration, brother. You take care. Let's go to Dave in Pennsylvania. Brother Dave, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jack. How are you today?
Very good. Very good.
Good. I certainly will continue to pray for you and your wife and now your wife's sister. I'm very sorry to hear about that.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, that just happened last week, and the family's very distraught. But we know that prayer can move mountains, and it can certainly heal people. It does many times.
Yes, sir, it does. I was listening to you talking about contributing to the networks and getting involved. And if people just take a look, the list is growing. It's an enormous list, actually, of reasons why we should get involved, like you're talking about the military people overseas and how they're being mistreated, misguided, lied to, deceived, and ordered to do things that are totally unconstitutional, unlawful, et cetera. And I didn't hear the beginning of your show. I don't know if you mentioned the Small Arms and Light Weapons Conference the UN is having in New York at their UN building over the Independence Day time period.
Good. Thank you for bringing that up, Dave. I mentioned it last week, but didn't this week, and that's something we should really pray about, too, that these evil Marxists at the UN have no success whatsoever of getting control of the weapons of the people of the world.
Yes, sir. And on that note, just real quickly here, if people have bumper stickers, and they don't want to put it on their car because they're worried about being persecuted or something or picked out of a parking lot, put them on a piece of paper, a heavy piece of paper, and laminate the front of it. And then you can put it in the inside of your window, in the back window. When you go to the Independence Day celebration of the fireworks, you have something there, or you can even write it yourself. Put it in the window behind inside your car that states something about firearm ownership and Second Amendment rights and God-given, and so that, you know, these crowds of people going to see these fireworks, they can see this in the back of the car. And, of course, you can do that in a lot of different places. Also, on that long list of things, if they look at the Canamex, you've probably heard of that, right?
What is it?
The Canamex, the corridor.
Yes, sure.
Right, that they're building from Mexico straight up into Canada.
Right, Canada.
And it's going to go right through Idaho, as well as many other states. If they go to certain websites, they can see information about this and try to pass it out and get the word out. One of them is StephenPeterPeter.gov.
SPP.gov.
Correct.
Yes.
Another one is what we've all heard of is Charlie Frank Ronald, CFR.org.
Yes. Yeah, right. I'm looking at the map right here, brother. The Bush administration quietly passes the NAFTA superhighway, and it's incredible, folks. There will be literally thousands of tons of dope and explosives and everything coming across that highway all the way up through the United States. And anything illegal they want to bring in, these trucks will not be stopped and inspected. And it's a very evil plan, and we appreciate you bringing it up and reminding us of it, Dave, okay?
Okay, God bless, Jack.
All right, God bless you now.
So long.
Keith, hang on. We'll be back with you, Keith, right after the break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Hi, this is John Staffler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Welcome back, folks, to the Officer Jack McLam program on RBN Live. And good to be here at the catbird seat at our two police and military associations up here. Let's go to Keith now in Rhode Island. Keith, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hello there, sir. I'd just like to point out, I guess most of your audience realizes this as well, that we're not an independent country. I doubt we ever really were, but we are basically under the domination of Jews, Zionists, global capitalists, and they're going to turn this country into a slave plantation, I guess, destroy the middle class, that sort of thing. But I really don't find anything to celebrate as far as this so-called Independence Day is concerned. I don't want to sound too much of a downer, but if I had a time machine, I would go back to 1776, and I would have definitely been a royalist, especially when I see how things have played out since that time for this country. I think we would have been better off if we had just stayed part of the British Empire, the way things have turned. Slavery would have been abolished decades earlier without any bloodshed. There would have been no civil war. We wouldn't have had millions of dollars of debt from the Revolutionary War. I think all things considered, we really should have remained loyal to the mother country. I'd just like to hear your thoughts about that.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Okay, Keith, thank you. Thank you. Well, I can't agree with that. I believe there's no question that God built this nation with his people because he had people that obeyed his word. In this nation, we took on what the Holy Bible said in this nation, and way back in 1643 in the New England Confederation of 1643, they wrote this. They said, "We all came to these parts of America with one and the same end in mind, namely to advance the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ." And John Adams, James Madison, George Washington, on and on and on, they all basically said the same thing. Even Ben Franklin said, "Man will ultimately be governed by God or by tyrants." And that's something for Ben Franklin, a Masonic Lodge member, to say. But John Adams said our Constitution was made only for a religious and moral people, and it won't work. It's fully inadequate for the government of any other if we're not a religious and moral people. James Madison says we've staked the whole future of American civilization not upon the power of government, far from it. We've staked the future upon the capacity for each and all of us to govern ourselves, to sustain ourselves according to the Ten Commandments of God. George Washington said the people know it's impossible to rightly govern without God and the Bible. And I could just spend all day giving you quote after quote after quote of the preachers of the Revolutionary War and the Founding Fathers, how they founded this nation on the Holy Bible of God. And we've given it up. That's the problem, Keith, is we've stepped away from Psalms 94 that said, "Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity?" Well, we're not doing that anymore in America, and we've let the devil and his minions take over. So that's the reason we're in the problems we're in today, because God is bringing America to an end because we've tossed him out and tossed his word out in the very foundation of our nation, which was the word of God. And so to get it back, Keith, all we've got to do is get back under God in this nation and bring him back in and throw these bums out that hate God and hate freedom for anybody but their own families. And we can be an independent, free nation again if we just get back under the foundations that made America great. Keith, thank you for calling in, brother. You make us think, though. You surely do, and we appreciate it. Folks, if you'd like to call in tonight, or today, rather, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Daniel Webster, who's one of my favorite people, I've read a lot about him. He said, "If we abide by the principles taught in the Bible, our country will go on prospering." Well, why is our country not prospering, folks? It's because we have not abided by the principles taught in the Bible any longer in this nation. The good people of God have been tricked in by their pastors, who were tricked in seminaries and Bible schools around this nation since the early 1900s, that we don't have anything to do. We're leaving here next week. The rapture's coming. We don't have anything to do. Let God sort it out. We don't have to stick our head up. We don't have to get in trouble with our evil leaders in government because we're leaving next week. And so God is making sure that we're going to be punished before he returns, and that's what's coming our way. It is not the evil leadership we have in this nation that is deciding what they're going to do to this nation, because they can't do anything without God allowing them to. So as the oppression becomes greater on the American people, it is God allowing the oppression to come. If not, if you don't believe it, read 1 and 2 Kings in the Holy Bible over and over again. God brought his people under bondage and under oppression and under death and destruction because they turned against him repeatedly in the Old Testament. And that's what we're doing today, folks. So please call in today and express your feelings about the 4th of July Independence Day celebration coming up. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I want to get back to that farmer. You know, we're taught in the schools, our children, and farmers are not intellectual, They're pretty stupid people. They work the land. They don't know how to do anything else but dig dirt and plant crops and everything. And so farmers have been denigrated much in the world in the last 40 years or so as the international crime families have controlled the schools for 100 years anyway now, almost. And farmers have been denigrated, but unbeknownst to most Americans today, many farmers have high school or college educations. They have degrees from college, and I don't think they needed them, but they're very educated people. Here's one such farmer, okay, and he's an old farmer down in Florida. And we thank Henry Morgan for sending this over to us. The old Florida farmer had a large pond in the back of his property, fixed up nicely with picnic tables around it, a barbecue pit, horseshoe pits there for playing horseshoes, had banana trees, mango trees, citrus trees down there in Florida. The pond was properly shaped and was fit for swimming if you wanted to jump in it, go swimming, matter of fact. One evening, the old farmer decided to go down to the pond and look it over. He hadn't been down there for a little while. He grabbed a 5-gallon bucket to bring back some fruit from his fruit trees. As he neared the pond, he heard voices shouting and laughing with glee. As he came closer, he saw it was a bunch of young girls skinny dipping in his pond. As he approached, he made sure the girls knew, aware of his presence there. At once, all the girls fled down to the deep end of the pond. And one of the girls shouted at him, "We're not coming out until you leave." The old farmer thought for a minute, and he said, "Well, I didn't come down here to watch you young ladies swim naked or to make you get out of the pond naked." He said, he held up his bucket and said, "I just came down here to feed the alligators." Oh, my goodness gracious. Can you imagine the flurry of activity in that pond? Okay, folks, let's see. No callers. Come on, call in, folks. If you're not having fun, you're not doing it right, folks, okay? All right, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Well, we've got a lot of things we could talk about today. Let's see. Oh, we have callers on the line all of a sudden. Boom, here they are. Mike in New York. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jack. Pleasure to speak with you. Always enjoyed your show.
Thank you.
That previous caller from Massachusetts, I think he said he was from.
Yeah.
Go back to England, buddy. See how happy you will be in England. Nobody's tying your hands to stay here, I'm sure. Nobody's forcing you to stay under the phony government that we have controlling us right now. Eventually, they're going to make you stay here if we all act like cowards and let them continue to overthrow our freedoms. But go back to England then. See how happy the English are ruling, living under the rulership of a kingdom where you are definitely a slave. Okay, pal? And if you don't know what the foundation of this country was all about, then you better be real young. Because if you're an old guy and been around the block a few times and you didn't do your homework, there's no excuse for it. Unless you don't believe in God and you're one of those guys that have a monkey as a descendant instead of a god, because this country is clearly established by God. If you knew the history of this country, all the supernatural events protecting it, and then if you learned any bit further, you'd realize that the Civil War was started by the British and these global capitalists trying to divide this country and split the Union up. Now, there's no getting around the fact that we're not operating under our Constitution, and all the phony conservatives out there like Hannity or Limbaugh are refusing to acknowledge that.
Right.
We want the full Constitution. We just don't want freedom of speech or the freedom to bear arms. We want all of it, the right to own property. That means there's no property tax. The right to work. That means there's no income tax, and so forth and et cetera. So if you don't like this country, you're one of the guys that will be weeded out when the day of reckoning comes, which is looming around the corner. So it's so pathetic, Jack, to hear such callers who don't appreciate anything about what this country was supposed to offer, but we've been denied it because traitors infiltrated, as they always do when people go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. true. Very true, Mike.
And, Jack, you know, as an officer in law enforcement, you know firsthand about all kinds of corruption out there.
I sure do, and most of it's in high places today and not out on the streets.
That's right. That's right. And where there's corruption, you have rotting and decay, whether it's a physical body or if it's a body of a country. And so the only reason why we're not all happy enjoying these freedoms is the majority of the Americans today aren't American. They're asleep at the wheel. They don't know what this country was, the principles of this country that many, many greater men than me fought and died for or got maimed for it so I could enjoy whatever kind of rights and happiness that I'm experiencing right now. And so let's all wake up, people. We got a great country on paper, but we've been denied access to those freedoms, and we got to reclaim it and take it back. That's our divine right. And
Good, Mike. Very good thoughts. Appreciate you bringing them to the air. Makes people think, brother.
Well, Jack, thank you, Jack. Well, it's people like you with great shows, Jack, that enable us to do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. God bless you, brother. Yeah, time to speak up, folks. Time to get out and speak up, not keep your head down. I was always told as a cop, if you put your head in the sand like an ostrich, your rear end is exposed, okay? So keep your head out of the sand and your rear end won't get exposed. Let's go to Carol. Carol, I don't know where you're calling from. Where are you calling from, Carol?
Oh, I'm from Michigan.
Michigan, okay. Yeah. Welcome, Carol.
Just kidding. Jack, I just wanted to address for a minute your original question about what are you going to celebrate on this 4th of July.
Right, yeah.
I said to probably 5 or 6 of my friends in the last few days that I really am not going to celebrate the 4th of July anymore in the same spirit that I used to. I mean, going back 20, 25 years, I would almost drive some of my friends mad trying to get us all to go and have a picnic and wave flags and do all kinds of wonderful things to celebrate the freedoms that we have. But since that time, since the days of Ronald Reagan, for example, when I thought we had our country back, I naively thought that Ronald Reagan was giving us our country back. But anyway, when I began to see the handwriting on the wall and that was not at all true, that the controls were far more severe than I had imagined then, since that time I've become disillusioned in terms of waving the flag on the 4th of July or any other holiday. But I'll tell you one thing that I will celebrate on Tuesday and for the rest of my life, and that is for the true spirit of God and goodness and liberty that was behind and at the roots of the formation of this country. And Jack, you are you're an example of that. So is John Stattmiller, every other freedom broadcaster and publisher. And I'm celebrating the fact that, number one, we were founded on eternal, everlasting goodness and truth and godliness. And number two, we still have voices like yours that ring that out for us every day on these airwaves. And
well,
so
like
I want to commend
you. Like yours too, Sister Carol, like your voice too. What you're saying is so motivational because you're saying to us that truly we can thank God for what he's given us. And also, we still have the vehicle here to take it back, right,
That's
Carol?
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
I want to say, first of all, where are the women today? That's why I had to call in, because there's no women. Anyway, you got a lot of good women listeners, because I hear them sometimes, too.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm not so sure that we should be too hard on that gentleman that called in. Was his name Keith? That called in
I think it was Keith. Yes,
okay.
I think
anyway.
So. And I feel like you do, Carol. I understand what he's saying. He's wondering if we would be any different today if we just stayed under the British.
That's right.
You know, we're in such bad shape today.
Uh-huh.
But we do have the railroad track of liberty laying out there to put the train back on the track. And
that's
we can
right.
get back under liberty and freedom that God gave us in this land if we'll just all have to put that train back on the track.
Mm-hmm. Now, he didn't elaborate, but he hinted at the fact that we never really, he did really say it, I guess, that we never really, or he doubts that we ever really were separated from England. And I think you can see that perhaps it was partly show that we were ever fully independent and having broken away from England, and because they certainly control us today. But I just still say that. Oh, I know what I wanted to say. If I had been back there with Benjamin Franklin and all the rest of them, George Washington, everybody else that was trying to form this nation, I would have spoken up, James Madison, as anti-federalist. I would not have been a federalist.
Yeah.
Looking back in hindsight, it's great now. Uh-huh. But there were some men who seemed wise enough to say, let's beware of any kind of central government.
Yeah.
But anyway, we still have the spirit, Jack, and thank you for sounding it out every day. And we will win just as surely as God is in his heaven. And I want to thank Keith for caring enough to call in, and he is mostly correct in what he said.
Okay, sister. Thank you so much, Carol. You brought a lot of good thoughts to our minds and hearts.
Thank you.
We appreciate your call. Hope you'll call back again. Be right back with Alan and Bob. Hang on, folks, right after this break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Gives you a lot to think about. We appreciate it very much. Let's go now to Alan in Texas. Alan, we got two other callers on the line, so I wish we had more time, but go right ahead, brother.
I wish we had about an hour and a half, Jack. And I understand your occasional despair at the situation and the real need for some encouraging words because we all go through those cycles. Now, I wanted to let you know what Independence Day is looking like for me and a lot of people that I'm working with. We see hope. We see promise. We see possibilities. We see inspiration. We see new opportunities to stand with each other and to stand for each other and to unite and to really play on the court all out with a full hand right now while the stakes are the highest. And I'm a little bit of a philosopher, Jack, and I say that, you know, God creates this universe and throws himself out in it with us and makes a beautiful game here where to give meaning to this game, there have to be stakes. You can play poker for peanuts and it doesn't mean anything. But right now the stakes are high, and that means the game's exciting. That means it's time to be involved and really let your life have meaning. And it only has meaning because the threat seems so great, because the opposition seems ominous, because there's so much on the table that to step back and fearfully fold your hand right now, you're really cutting yourself out, and anyone is cutting themselves out of the full joy and satisfaction of playing full out and investing themselves in this.
Thank you, Alan, very much. Wonderful thoughts, brother, positive thoughts out there. And you're right, David and Goliath, David knew he could win, and we should know that we're going to win this thing, Alan. Thank you for those great thoughts. Let's go to Bob in New Hampshire. Bob, welcome to the program.
Hello, Jack. What happened?
Good to have you on, Bob. We're in a big hurry. We only have a couple minutes left here, about a minute left.
Well, I'll tell you right now that I'm going to celebrate the that's Tuesday. Doing everything as if it was any day. I have other things that haven't been taken care of, and I'm trying to do it a little at a time. And it's unfortunate that Independence Day means independence from other countries, and like in 1776. But that's the way I operate, and I always have when I worked in this game of radio. So, best regards to you and your XYL and her family, and also to Carol.
And, okay, Bob.
And
well,
I'll leave it
Lord
at that.
You. Thank you, brother, and hope you'll call back again, okay? All right, take care. I don't know. Let's try to get Ree on in Florida. Ree, welcome to the program. I think we're just about out of time, though, my dear.
I just wanted to say that England is not our mother. Biblically, we are England and America is Ephraim and Manasseh. They are brothers.
Uh-huh.
If everybody will go and read about Ephraim, you will find America.
Okay, Sister Ree. Thank you, thank you. Appreciate that thought. Yes. Well, I hear the music. Mike in New York. Sorry, Mike. Wish we could have got to you, brother. Hope to hear from you next week. Hold that thought, and please call in earlier next week, Mike. Folks, that's it for today. So good to be with you today. You give me great inspiration, all the great calls. I want to give you a pledge, folks. This is a pledge from this old cop. A nation under God first, freedom forever, an anti-God new world order absolutely never. I give you this pledge because I truly love you, America.
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns... People like you and me prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.